Hello, hello. It's the Love Uplifted Lady. And I have a big question for you as you listen into this episode. Who is driving in the driver's seat of your life? Is that person's name interest, or is that person's name commitment? So this episode all today is about, are you interested or are you committed? And this can be in your business goals. This can be within your fitness and your wellness. This can be within your physical attributes, your relationships. This goes into so many different facets of, are you interested or are you truly committed? I'll give you a little picture here. If you're riding on the road with interest, don't expect to get anywhere fast. Don't expect to not be pulled into a lane that you didn't plan on being in, to be stuck behind traffic that you didn't foresee, or to feel challenged about all the ways that you're not able to get over those barriers or around those detours in order to make success. But I want to tell you, if you're riding with commitment, it will still be hard, but you'll get to that end goal. It might take you longer. You might find a way to reroute, but you will keep seeking for change within your life. What I want to let you know is, as you're involved with any type of change in your life, whether that is things that start with step one, step two, step three, and so on and so forth, whether you're counting through numbers or whether you're going A, B, C, D through your steps, it takes you being interested in whatever it is that you have that passion for or that drive for in order for you to get there. I will tell you, with anything that we set our eyes on as a goal, we have to decide, first off, are we interested or are we committed? So I feel like it is only right for me to go through and share with you 7 of the different keys that I know show me the difference between interested and committed. So number one is, if you're interested, you show up sometimes, but if you're committed, you show up all the time, no matter what. You'll even send that message prior to let someone know you're late, but you will show up. Number two, if you're interested, when things get tough, you'll give up and you'll move on to the next interest, right? Have you ever started a goal and then like halfway through it, you're like, you know what, too much. Let me start somewhere else. That's how you know you're interested. If you are committed, no matter how tough things get, you find a way to move over it, to go under it, to go around it, or through whatever those obstacles are. Number three, if you are interested, you dabble in a bunch of things. But if you're committed, you are concentrating your energy on achieving a shorter list of objectives that you know are attainable, even with some pressure there. Number four, if you're interested, you are easily distracted and often fall victim to shiny object syndrome. So if you don't know what that is like saying that you're going to the store just to get you some almond breeze, and then all of a sudden you come out and you've got like brand new outfit because it was super cute and it was on sale. Yeah, that is having shiny object syndrome. So again, if you're interested, you'll notice you'll get easily distracted. But if you are committed, you are so focused that you often don't even take notice to the things that are around you because they're not in your pathway towards success. Number five, if you are interested, you don't set goals. Rather, you just let it happen. You might be very spontaneous in the way that you move through life, and you're wanting to set actionable goals. And with that, you have to be committed. So in the ways that you know you are committed is, you set the goals in the ways that help you maximize your probability for success, and you regularly monitor that progress. So it's not like setting the goal for a year later and then hoping like at day 364 that now we're moving forward and we're attacking our goal. It is being able to set a goal for a year away from now, and every 30 days, every 60, 90, so on and so forth, checking back in, reassessing those goals, and making sure that you have that approach that works well for you. SMART, S-M-A-R-T goals are amazing places to start with. Not only do you find a way to get specific, you find a way to make sure that your goal is measurable. You also find a way to assess it to make sure that it's relevant for what you really want to do, and then doing it in a timely manner. So that alone will help you make one huge goal into small actionable steps. Number six is, if you are interested, you let the fear of failures and others thinking that you are a failure keep you from achieving your objective or your goal. But if you're committed, you realize that every failure is just another step in the right direction. And one of my favorite things is a teachable moment. Everything in life has a teachable moment. And number seven is, if you are interested, you allow perfectionism to inhibit what your progress can be. Working hand in hand with fear and failure can limit your success. But if you are committed, you understand that perfectionism is the enemy, and you can continue to make progress even when every single step hasn't been perfect. And that shows you your progression. So I want to ask you, right now, whatever it is that was in your thought process today when you listened to this as what your goal is, what your trajectory for life might be, Are you committed to it or are you just interested? Do you plan on getting to your destination based off the ways that you're gonna follow through with it? Or are you just like hoping you get in the car and it shows up in the right place? Blindfolded, so to speak. And I don't want any of us to live that life. So I have a small little thing for you that I want you to sit down, get your piece of paper. It's been a long time since I've had you do an action goal, but I think it's time to sit down and get straight up about what your long-term goals are. So we are going to assess the SMART goal setting. Again, this is the acronym SMART. For S, we're going to get specific. Those goals by themselves are just thoughts. They're just periods and they're commas. But your goal with a specific set to it makes it something that is tangible and worth being able to move through. So we'll talk about health and wellness. If your goal is specific enough, it's not going to just say, I want to lose weight. It'll say that I want to fit into my prom dress that I wore in 2018. Like really get down there and get specific. Measurable. These goals have to be something that you can set a measure to. So this isn't just in a year, I want to make sure that I can do 10 squats. That's too easy, right? We want to make sure that you're setting a numeric value that allows you to check in on your goal. So being able to say, you know, if I want to be able to do 5 pull-ups in 3 months, I've got to start with the first one. So maybe every single 2 weeks, I decide to try 2 pull-ups. Just trying something. Again, that's measurable. You have numerics there, something that you can easily see where your change will come from. And then attainable. One of the biggest things that we can do to set ourselves back and to change our commitment into an interest is to pick a goal that is far without our scope, far beyond what we are capable of doing. And it doesn't mean that that want for it isn't necessary, but I would love for it to be something, and you will love for it to be something that you at least believe strongly that you can obtain. If you have never run before, I don't want your first goal to be going out there and getting an ultra marathon done. I will tell you very quickly, within about the third day of doing your training, you will decide that this is no longer something that is a commitment, but rather an interest. So make sure that your goal is attainable. And then R is relevant. So is it relevant to where you're wanting to go? Is it realistic? Is it something you really want to do? Or is it something that you're just following someone else's efficiency to be able to get through? So make sure that this is relevant to the greatness you want. And know that with the steps that we complete, a lot of the times it leads us to being able to build onto bigger goals and bigger goals. Much like what you've heard within my life, I started out as a sprinter, like 100 meter, 200 meter, 4x1, 4x2, and 110 meter hurdles. I'm talking about your sprints, girl. I was done with every race within 25 seconds and I was very excited for that. But in my life, I've been in these years to transition into 5Ks that turn into 10Ks, that turn into 15, half, marathon, ultra, 50 miler. But it took that first goal and that first step to make sure that I was felt relevant and moving forward with my greatness in that area. And the last one is T for time sensitive. Make sure that you have a deadline to check in with your goals, just as well as having a deadline to complete your goals. If your goal is set for every 3 months, you check in with yourself at 2.5 weeks, at 3.5 weeks. Continue to make that something that's important. That is going to be a way for you to go back and tweak those goals. Maybe you need to dial it down a little bit because you got sick, God forbid. Or maybe you need to dial it up because you're mastering what you set out to do way quicker than you thought you would. But I want to let you know that with these SMART goals set into place, this SMART, you're going to be able to not only just start to set your foot off for creating some really good challenges that'll create some amazing rewards for you, but you're going to get out of that interested zone. You're going to get out of that lane of instability, and you're going to start creating that zone that looks like I-40, a straight shot to making what you need to happen. And that takes commitment with all things. So I'm going to leave you with that. I want you to go out there today. I want you to sit down, get your pen and piece of paper out, and write down what these SMART goals are and really be writing beside it. Are you committed or are you interested? And if you were listening to those 7 guidelines, what did you feel like you fell in first for your last trajectory that you set out for your last goal that you said you wanted to complete? How did you handle it? And in what ways can we build on that more just based off this episode? So I thank you all for listening in, for deciding who you want to drive in your vehicle. And I hope that that is commitment, and for knowing that I know that your love uplifted life is out there. You just gotta be willing to go and find it. Have a great one.